take some time to free your mind. And this is Jazz Made in Australia, an hour of all Australian jazz, brought to you across the nation by the Community Radio Network. I'm Paula Langlands. Jeremy Rose must be one of the most imaginative and creative musicians on the scene today. From his quartet, that now occasionally include an international guest musician, to projects such as his major work, Iron in the Blood, portraying Australia's early history from the time of the First Fleet, to starting his own record company, to his band The Vampires, which is what we will hear from this week. The Vampires is a pianoless band whose unique sound is best described by bassist and record producer Lloyd Swanton. And I quote, "They strike me as a band uniquely placed to appeal not just to serious jazz listeners, because their credentials in that regard are flawless, but also with their easygoing vibe and groovy accessibility, which effortlessly crosses cultural barriers, to be an absolute must-have for festivals anywhere in the world." Unquote. The Vampires' latest and fifth release is The Vampires Meet Lionel Luecke. Lionel, being an African guitarist and singer who studied and subsequently has been accepted into the American jazz scene. I decided to focus on and play a few tracks from this recording this week, but I've found some other ensembles that also include other styles or cultural influences to intersperse with The Vampires. I'll start with The Vampires playing two of Jeremy Rose's compositions, Endings and Beginnings and Hard Love.
Thank you.
Two tracks from The Vampires, and they are: Jeremy Rose is the leader, and he plays alto and tenor sax and bass clarinet. Nick Garbett plays trumpet. Lionel Lewicki is the guest on this particular CD, and he plays acoustic and electric guitars and also some vocals. Jonathan Swartz, double bass. Danny Fisher, drums, and Alex Masso, loads of percussion. I'll be playing some more of The Vampires throughout the program. Now, another band that crosses cultural barriers, as Lloyd said, is a band that Lloyd actually leads and composes for. That's Lloyd Swanton, bassist and producer of this current Vampires recording. But he brought together a bunch of leading Australian musicians back in 1991, I think it was, to form the band called The Catholics, who have recorded 6 albums and have toured through North America and Europe to great acclaim. The players are, in The Catholics, Lloyd Swanton, leader and acoustic bass; Sandy Evans, soprano and tenor saxophone; James Greening, trombone and pocket trumpet; Fabian Hivier, percussion; Jonathan Pease, guitar; Bruce Reed, slide guitars; and Hamish Stewart, drums. And we're going to hear a composition entitled Wildlife from the CD Inter Vivos.
Thank you.
As you can hear, that's a live performance, and well, that was the Catholics. I would say that Hamish Stewart on the kit drums and Fabian Hevier playing percussion, having a bit of a battle of the bands, the battle of the drums there towards the end. The Catholics. The next band I have that has other influences skirting around their jazz sensibilities is a band called the Tango Saloon, led by Julian Kerwin, guitarist, who obviously has a love for tango music and also spaghetti westerns, thus the name, the Tango Saloon. The CD that I'm drawing from this week is called Suspicion, and the compositions are Valentino, which is very tango, and The Legend of the Tango, which is very western.
Shots.
Alana Stone was the singer. It's the first time that Julian has used a singer in the Tango Saloon. And if I can read this very small writing, I'll tell you who all the others are. Julian plays guitar and baritone guitar. I don't know what that is. Also, Shenton Dragon plays viola. Sam Golding plays trumpet. John Hibbard plays trombone, Marcello Mayo piano, Mark Harris double bass, Jess Chiampa castanets and other shaking and banging things, and Danny Heifetz field drum. The Tango Saloon playing Valentino and the legend of the tango. Now we're going back to the Vampires now from their latest CD, The Vampires Meet Lionel Luecke, and this composition is called Freedom Song, which Jeremy says is dedicated to the refugees on Manus Island and Nauru, Australia's offshore detention centres. And he goes on to say, this work serves to remember those that are incarcerated there.
Thank you.
Freedom Song with a touch of reggae. So far, I've played all of Jeremy Rowe's compositions, so I'd like to play something from Nick Garbett, who is the other person in the ensemble that contributes compositions to this band. He's the trumpet player, Nick Garbett, and this composition is called Bendalong, which is a small town on the south coast of New South Wales.
Thank you.
The Vampires with Freedom Song and Bend Along. And now we have another musician who seems to have a penchant for tango. His name is Peter Dasent, and he leads a band called The Umbrellas. And The Umbrellas are Peter playing piano, organ or accordion, James Greening trombone, pocket trumpet or sousaphone, Andrew Robson alto or baritone saxophone, Andrew Wilkie vibes and marimba, Zoe Hoptman is the double bassist, and Toby Hall the drummer. I've chosen a composition called Lounge Suite Tango.
One, two, three,
Umbrellas with Lounge Suite Tango, led by Peter Dasent. You are listening to Jazz Made in Australia, produced for the Community Radio Network and recorded in the Sydney studios of Eastside Radio. Jazz Made in Australia is produced and presented by me. I'm Paula Langlands, and I'm here each week, happy and looking forward to sharing some more jazz with you, jazz made right here in Australia. And now I have two tracks to close with this week, and they're from The Vampires. The last two offerings from the Vampires meet Lionel Luecke, and they are a composition called Brand New and the part two of Endings and Beginnings. But I'd like to give you the lineup again of this great band. Jeremy Rose is the leader and most of the compositions, although he shares that role with Nick Garbett. Jeremy plays alto and tenor sax, bass clarinet, and Nick plays trumpet. Lionel Lewecki plays acoustic and electric guitar and also some vocals. Jonathan Swartz, double bass. Danny Fisher, drums. And Alex Masso, lots of percussive instruments. So here are the two tracks, Brand New and Endings and Beginnings, Part 2. Thanks for being with me today. I'm looking forward already to next week. Bye for now.
Titan